marry another wife. Why can't he just see Terry ought to be free? She and he could get on with life. She's kept like a bird in a barren cage, 'cause her husband keeps it bare. No pictures, no music, no pets, no TV. Her life is so lonely there. But Terry is loved by her family and by thousands from coast to coast. Though her life has been sold for corrupt men's gold, she refuses to give up the ghost. The more one looks into this sordid case, the clearer the she's dying, but rather because she's not. It's clear Michael Shrivell, George Vilos, and Judge Greer are fighting with all their might. Not because Terry won't speak up, but rather because she might. She's kept like a bird in a barren cage, 'cause her husband keeps it bare. No pictures, no music, no pets, no TV. Her life is so lonely there. But Terry is loved by her family and by thousands from coast to coast. Though her life has been sold for corrupt men's gold, she refuses to give up the ghost. So what shall become of Michael's bird? Will he starve her as he intends? Or will she be rescued by those far and wide who'd be honored to be called her friends? The future right now is hard to see, though a showdown is coming nigh. Will the forces of life trump the judge who says the law of the case is that she must die? She's kept like a bird in a barren cage, 'cause her husband keeps it bare. No pictures, no music, no pets, no TV. Her life is so lonely there. But Terry is loved by her family and by thousands from coast to coast. Though her life has been sold for corrupt men's gold, she refuses to